Hey everyone, this is going to be a demo of UMart. This is another game made by Aprone, aka Jeremy. This one is really interesting. I'm not very good at it, but it's a store, or I guess it's more of like a business management game. So you have to run a store.
Start window.
And you have to keep your products in stock. Make sure that you have enough employees to meet demands. Keep your prices right, or else your products won't sell. It's actually quite an interesting concept. I'm gonna run this here. So let's run.
UMart. See Weber. UMart.exe.
UMart.exe.
Welcome to UMart, version 1.0, by Aprone, main menu.
And as you should know by now, this is pretty much the standard way of doing things with his games. So up and down arrow take you through the menu.
New game. About the game. Load game. Customize game items. Customize AI opponents. Exit the game. New game.
If I hit tab.
Window eyes.
JAWS does not seem to be responding. Sapion, Aprone's UMart, v1.0. About the game, new game, about load game, about the game, new game, exit the game.
Yeah, so right now it's using SAPI. I'm going to change it to NVDA output.
NVDA.
Which will output to the title bar.
New game, exit the game, exit the game.
Yep, I'm reading the title bar of the window.
New, about the game.
Let's go through about real quick. That way you get an idea of how this is meant to work.
UMart is a store managing game which focuses on spotting market trends. Players must pay utility bills, loan payments, employee wages, and of course keep their store stocked with merchandise. Spy on your rival stores, pay your market research team to check on new products, and adjust your wages so that everyone wants to come work for you.
Right, and I'm just going to hit down arrow and read through this. I'll be right back.
When unpaused, spacebar. Each tick you hear represents one day passing. To keep things simpler, each month has exactly 30 days in the game. You'll hear a single coin drop whenever your employees are paid, and a handful of coins whenever a bill was paid. If you hear an alarm, it means you fell into negative money or were unable to pay some sort of bill. If you ever fall 3 months behind on a loan or a bill, you go bankrupt and lose the game. Your store has a certain number of aisles, which can each hold one type of product. You can quickly select the store aisles by pressing the number keys. When buying merchandise from the warehouse, amounts can be adjusted with the plus and minus keys. Almost all times when you want to raise or lower a number, the plus and minus keys are what you will use. You can often hold Shift, Control, or Alt while pressing plus and minus to amplify their effect. Employees are an important part to running your store. Each day you are only able to serve a certain number of customers, which is equal to twice as many employees as you have. This is meant to simulate customers leaving because the lines of your store are too long. Hiring more workers means more customers can be served each day. There are only ever 100 total employees that you and your rival stores must share. As the game progresses and all 100 have been hired, you'll have to raise your pay to encourage some to leave other stores to join yours. While the game is unpaused, different sound tones will be played whenever you sell something. The tone matches the aisle number that the item sold from. When time is ticking away and you no longer hear items selling, you should definitely pause the game to investigate why. You might have sold everything and need to restock, or your prices might be too high and customers are not interested. Either way, the longer you go without selling, the further into debt you will sink. Every item in the game follows a complicated path, where customer demand goes up and down. At different times you can ask your market research team to estimate the value of an item. While they can be accurate, keep in mind that the research team is only able to see 4 of the 5 parts of the math formula the game uses. This means there will be times when the research team is quite wrong. Getting their advice is usually helpful, but be cautious. Loans can be your savior, but they can also be quite dangerous. Minimum payments will automatically be made each month, but you can always choose to send in extra money that will go toward the principal of the loan. Sending in extra can really help cut down on the total interest you'll pay by the time the loan is finished. It can be tempting to grab a few loans, but you could drown in the payments. Previous menu. New game.
And that is essentially how the game works. So,
about the game. Load game. Customize game items.
Alright, now here's the interesting part. This game allows you to create your custom items.
Default list is enabled. This list contains items. Press enter to disable it.
So the game has a built-in list.
Items 1.txt list is enabled. This list contains items. Press enter to disable it. Previous menu.
Yeah, so basically you can make text files in the game folder and list different types of items. So maybe you want to customize your gameplay experience and maybe you want to sell, I don't know, a bunch of computers or, I don't know, maybe you want to make a sporting goods store. You can do that and you can make items that will then appear in your games. I'm just going to leave it on the default list for right now.
New game.
I'm not terribly creative, so yeah, I'm just going to leave it there.
Upload game. Customize game items. Customize AI opponents.
So you do have AI competition, basically, and this lets you customize it here.
First opponent is named Jeremy. Press enter to set a new name. Press back Jeremy. First opponent is named Jeremy. Press enter to set a new name. Press backspace to return this opponent's name back to the game's default.
So first we have Jeremy.
Jeremy's store is called Kai Mart. Press enter to set a new name. Press backspace to return this store's name back to the game's default.
Yeah, which is hilarious. Jeremy running Kai Mart. If you know, Kai Mart is the store on the main map of Swamp, which I will eventually get around to demoing. But I find that very funny.
Second opponent is named Jennifer. Press enter. Jennifer's store is called Nepco. Press enter to set.
Jennifer at Nepco?
Third opponent is named Lillian. Press enter to Lillian's store is called Monkey Barn. Press enter to fourth opponent is named Emily. Press enter. Emily's store is called White Devils. Press enter to
White Devils, alright.
Previous menu. New game. About the.
So I'll leave those at their defaults. Let's go to new game.
New game. Set up your game. Your name is player. Press enter to change it. Set your name dialog. Enter your name or leave blank to cancel. Edit blank.
Let's do Chris.
Name set to Chris. Your store is called Umart. Press enter to change it.
Let's change the store name.
Set store name dialog. Enter your store's name or leave blank to cancel. Edit blank.
What should I call my store? Maybe I should call it, let's call it, I don't know. We'll just, we'll call it Slannon. Why not? S-L-A-N-N-O-N.
S-L-A-N-N-O-N. Blank. Store name set to Slannon. Difficulty. Easy. You will start with more money and your opponents start with less. Press enter to change it.
So this lets you change your difficulty?
Difficulty change to normal mode. Your difficulty, normal. Press enter to difficulty change to hard mode. Difficulty, hard. You will start with less money and your opponents start with more. Press enter. Difficulty change to easy mode. Begin game.
We're going to play on easy. Give me just a second. There we go. Sorry about that. I had to get an itch there.
Your name is Chris. Begin game.
Begin game. All right. Let's begin the game.
It has always been your dream to grow a business into a thriving empire. After securing a loan from the bank, you purchased a small store in a new area where neighborhoods are first being built. You are not alone, however, as other men and women have started their own stores. With everyone trying to root themselves into this new area, you will have 5 years to prove yourself as the dominant store brand. If you can become powerful enough by then, the community will be so used to shopping at your store that you should maintain your empire for decades. Good luck.
All right, so you get that little bit of intro, and here we are in the main menu. So I'm just going to hit up and down arrows.
January 1st, 2021. Summary for Slannon. Press enter to change the store's name. Press right. Backspace to meet with your market research team.
So, the game starts at the first of each year. The first day of the first month of each year. So right now we're in 2021. That's fine.
$50,000 available. Monthly bills are $800, which are due on the 30th of each month.
All right.
Your store does not currently have any extra features. Press enter to see which ones you could add. Extra store features help in a variety of ways and should not be underestimated.
Yeah, I'm going to do that here in just a second.
You have one loan. Press enter to apply for another one. Starter 2.5% APR loan costs $669 on the first day of each month. Principal balance is $100,000. Accumulated interest is $0. Because interest grows over time, by the time you have finished paying off this loan, you will have paid much more than you originally borrowed.
Right, so I've got a loan for, I believe, $100,000 that needs to be paid off at some point.
The store currently has 6 employees. Press plus or minus to change the desired number of workers.
Yeah, so plus and minus or dash and equals will be used to increase or decrease quantities. I'm going to actually hit equals.
Your managers have been told that you only want 7 employees in total.
We want to get, let's get up to 20, so I'm just going to keep pressing
it. Your managers have been told that you only want 19 employees in total. Your managers have been told that you only want 20 employees in total.
Right, so we'll leave that at 100.
You currently pay your employees $7.25 per hour. Your 6 employees will cost you a total of $1,740 per week. Press plus or minus to change their hourly pay. Press backspace to pay your market research team $50 to report on employee wages.
I'm going to increase the minimum wage to $8.
$8.28 per hour. Your 6 employees will...
That's where we'll start.
4 aisles holding a total of 0 items. Press enter to have an addition built onto your store. Aisle number 1 is empty but can hold up to 20 items. Press enter to place an order for more merchandise. Press backspace to rearrange this space so that it can hold more items.
So now we have the aisles.
Aisle number 2 is empty, but aisle number 3 is empty. Aisle number 4 is empty. January 1st, 2021.
And we're back to the main screen. So the first thing I want to do.
50,000. Your store does not currently have any extra feature. Extra store features.
Let's look at the extra features.
Previous menu.
Let's go up here, and then I'll go down and read through these. I'll be right back.
Extra shopping carts. Press enter to buy these for $1,000. Customers hate searching for an available cart out in the parking lot. Buying extras means you will always have plenty of carts waiting for them at the entrance. It is an extra incentive that helps customers keep coming back to your store rather than taking their business elsewhere. Bottle return. Press enter to buy these machines for $850. $50.00 added to bills. A bottle return machine allows your customers to come and cash in empty soda cans and beer bottles. It is an extra incentive that helps customers keep coming back to your store rather than taking their business elsewhere. Fancy store decorations. Press enter to buy these for $10,000. Customers will know they've entered a high-class establishment as they walk on beautiful tiled floors. Marble trim and artsy displays help keep customers keep coming back to your store rather than taking their business elsewhere. Customer service counter. Press enter to add this department for $600. $500.00 added to bills. Your customers sometimes have questions, and sometimes need to argue and complain about something. Having a dedicated customer service counter gives them a place to do just that. This is an extra incentive that helps customers keep coming back to your store rather than taking their business elsewhere. In-store pharmacy. Press enter to add this department for $600. $500.00 added to bills. Your customers sometimes have questions, and sometimes need to argue and complain about something. Having a dedicated customer service counter gives them a place to do just that. This is an extra incentive that helps customers keep coming back to your store rather than taking their business elsewhere. Store rewards program. Press enter to start this for $300. Customers get to carry around a little card on their keys, instantly giving them 5% off anything they buy in your store. This could hurt your bottom line, but it is a great incentive that helps keep customers coming back to your store, rather than taking their business elsewhere. Advertisements sent through mail. Press enter to start this for $800 per month added onto your bills. Many people will probably throw it away with the rest of their junk mail, but reminding people of your store's deals is an incentive that helps keep customers coming back to your store, rather than taking their business elsewhere. Advertise on large billboards around town. Press enter to start this for $800 per month added onto your bills. Not everyone will notice these signs as they drive past, but reminding people of your store is an incentive that helps keep customers coming back to your store, rather than taking their business elsewhere. Advertisements broadcast on local radio stations. Press enter to start this for $2,200 per month added onto your bills. You will likely reach most customers while they listen to the radio in the car. Regularly hearing about your store helps keep customers coming back to your store, rather than taking their business elsewhere. Run television advertisements for your store. Press enter to start this for $4,000 $3,500.00 added to bills. Advertising on TV is one of the best ways to keep your store fresh on the minds of your customers. This is an incentive that helps keep customers coming back to your store, rather than taking their business elsewhere. Lights in the parking lot. Press enter to buy these for $2,000 $150.00 added to bills. When it gets dark out, lights in the parking lot make your customers feel safe. It is an extra incentive that helps customers keep coming back, and also a way to help prevent robberies. Security sensors. Press enter to install these for $3,000. These strips will beep if someone tries to take items through that they have not paid for. These strips will help prevent shoplifters from stealing your merchandise. Store security guards. Press enter to hire these for $50 $600.00 added to bills. There are always people who feel they can take whatever they want. Security guards will help prevent shoplifters from stealing your merchandise. Security guards also help prevent robberies. Parking lot security. Press enter to buy this for $1,000 $200.00 added to bills. Mounted cameras and a security guard patrolling the parking lot help your customers feel safe. It is an extra incentive that helps customers keep coming back, and also a way to help prevent robberies. Employee break room. Press enter to build this for $1,000 $25.00 added to bills. while your employees are on their break, they will have a vending machine and a few tables to sit at. It isn't fancy, but it helps make them happier. Happy employees are less likely to unionize, and if already in a union, happy employees are less likely to demand pay raises. Employee Lounge. Press Enter to build this for $6,000.65.00 added to bills. Before or after their shift and during breaks, your workers can watch TV from comfortable sofas. Vending machines and a coffee maker are appreciated as well. The lounge makes your employees feel happier and appreciated. Happy employees are less likely to unionize, and if already in a union, happy employees are less likely to demand pay raises. Employee Bonus Program. Press Enter to add this, which adds $200 to your bills. Each month your management team hands out bonus money to the employees who did the best job. These types of rewards make your employees feel happier and appreciated. Happy employees are less likely to unionize, and if already in a union, happy employees are less likely to demand pay raises. Dedicated Research Team. Press Enter to hire this team for $2,000 per month added onto your bills. With your own research team, performing research on store merchandise will no longer cost you anything. If you are already spending more than this on market research each month, then hiring your own team might be the smart move. Basic Store Insurance. Press Enter to buy this for $1,000 per month added onto your bills. Basic insurance is meant to help protect you from damages and lawsuits by paying 25% of the cost. For small businesses, it might not be worth the cost to sign up with an insurance policy, but for each worker you have employed, and each customer who enters your store, there is a small chance they will get injured on your property. Previous menu.
Sorry about that. All right, so those are... let me move the microphone. Sorry about that. I really do need to get a shock mount. Anyway, that is the list of items or perks that you can add to your store. I'm going to start out with a few of these.
Basic employee bonus perk, employee lounge, employee break, dedicated research team.
We need a...
Hold shift and press enter to confirm spending $2,000 per month on this extra store feature.
Right.
You have hired your own research team, which is dedicated to your store and no one else.
Right, research team, that's useful.
Employee bonus.
Those will help me choose prices and things like that.
Employee lounge, employee parking lot security. Press enter.
We need some parking lot security.
Hold shift and press enter to confirm spending $1,000 now and $200 per month on this extra store feature. You have installed cameras and hired parking lot security. Store security guards. Press. You have hired store security guards. Security sensors. Press enter.
Security sensors.
You have installed a security sensor at the exits. Lights in the parking lot. Run television advertisements for your advertisements brought. Advertise on advertise store rewards program. Advertisements sent through mail. Press advertise on large billboards around town. Advertisements broadcast on local radio stations.
Let's do ads on the radio and TV.
Local radio stations play a catchy slogan to remind people of your store. Run television advertisements for your store. Press enter. Television commercials regularly remind people of the deals you currently have at your store. Lights in commercials on television advertise for your store. Like your store has 6 extra features. Press enter to view them and see which ones you could add. Extra store features help in a variety of ways and should not be underestimated.
All right, let's see how much money I have left.
You have one loan. Your $41,950 available. Monthly bills. Your store has 6 extra features. Extra shopping carts. Previous bottle return. Extra shopping carts. Bottle fancy store decoration. Customer service counter. Extra shopping carts.
Some extra shopping carts.
You have purchased extra shopping carts for your store. Previous, your store has 7 extra feet. You have one. Your store, $40,950 available. Monthly bills are $9,300, which are due on the 30th of each month.
Ouch. Okay. So, we got that. Hopefully the measures I put in place will attract more customers, keep people from shoplifting, things like that, make them happier.
You have one loan. Press in. Starter 2.5%. The store currently has 6 employees. You've told management to hire more until you have 20. You currently pay your employees $8 per hour.
All right, we'll leave that as is.
4 aisles holding a total of 0. Aisle number 1 is empty.
Now we get to the list of items. Now here's where I have trouble.
Buy 20 Billy Bot Flakes cereal for $156.80. Previous.
All right, so let's go to the top and then go down.
Buy 20 Billy Bot Flakes cereal for $156.80, $7.84 each. There are 90 available. Press plus or minus to order a different amount. Press backspace to have your market research team investigate this item for you.
So there are a bunch of items. If I hit backspace.
Report for Billy Bud Flakes cereal. These chocolatey flakes taste great, but I've never cared for the commercial where the kid scrapes them off of his beer butt and into a bowl. We recently surveyed thousands of consumers and believe that the most anyone is willing to pay for this item is $7. Trends change and demand can go up or down, but we believe you'll want to price these below that amount at this time.
So, all right.
Buy 20 Triad tiles for $188.20, $9.41 each. There are 90 available. Press plus or minus. Report for Triad tiles. Each pack contains 6 randomly selected tiles. Odds of receiving a rarity 5 tile are 1 in 1,000. We recently surveyed thousands of consumers and believe that the most anyone is willing to pay for this item is $13. Trends change and demand can go up or down, but we believe you'll want to price these below that amount at this time. Buy 20 Apron action figure for $235.20, $11.76 each. Report for Apron action figure. It even has Kung Fu grip. We recently surveyed thousands of consumers and believe that the most anyone is willing to pay for this item is $8. Trends change and demand can go up.
Action figures. All right, so...
Buy 20 jumper cables for $282.20, $14.11 each. There are 90 available. Press plus or minus. Buy 20 remote control car for $330. Buy 20 Daytona's investment guide for $300. Buy 20 foldable lawn chair for $345, $17.25 each.
Let's get some lawn chairs. I'm going to hold shift and hit enter.
Purchase complete. The warehouse delivers a shipment of goods to Slannen. Your employees price them at 20% above what you paid, but you may wish to adjust that. Aisle number 2 is empty. Aisle number 1 has 20 of 20 foldable lawn chair. List price is $20.50. You originally paid $17.25 per item. Press plus or minus to adjust the price you're selling these for. Press delete to sell all of these items to a scrap dealer for $160. Press backspace to have this item investigated. Report for foldable lawn chair, lightweight frame and cup holders on both armrests. Great for outdoor gatherings. We recently surveyed thousands of consumers and believe that the most anyone is willing to pay for this item is $30. Trends change. Aisle number 1 has 20 of 20 foldable lawn chair. List price is $20.50.
We'll sell it for $25. So to increase or decrease, again, you hit minus to decrease and equals to increase. If you add Control, Alt, or Shift to those, it will change them by larger amounts. So on their own, if I just hit equals.
$20.75 sale price for foldable lawn chair. $21 sale price for foldable lawn chair.
It's incrementing by 25 cents each time I do it. If I hold down Control.
$26 sale price for foldable lawn chair. $31 sale price for foldable lawn chair. $26 sale price for foldable lawn chair.
Control increases by $5.
$1 sale price for foldable lawn chair. $26 sale price for foldable lawn chair.
Alt appears to increase and decrease by 25, I think, and Shift.
$27 sale price for foldable lawn chair.
Is a dollar.
$26 sale price for foldable lawn chair. Aisle number 2 is empty but can hold. Buy 20 Billy Butt Flip. Buy 20 Lumimals the board.
Let's get some.
Buy 20 foldable lawn chair for $358.80. $17.94 each. There are 70 available.
Right, we're going to buy some of these.
Purchase complete. Aisle number 2 has 20 of 20 foldable lawn chair. List price is $21.50. $22.50, $25.50 sale, $26 sale price for foldable lawn chair. Aisle number 3 is empty. Buy 20 foldable lawn chair. Buy 20 Lumimals the board game. Buy 20 Survive the Wild backpack for $627.20, $31.36 each. There are 93 available. Buy 20 towing chain for 7. Buy 20 bathroom towels. Buy 20 heavy duty tarp for $784. $39.20. Buy 20 home security system for $1,097.60. $54.88 each.
Let's look at this item.
Report for home security system. Wireless and able to call for help if it detects a broken window or open door. We recently surveyed thousands of consumers and believe that the most anyone is willing to pay for this item is $92. Trends change and demand can go
$92. I'll sell it for $90.
Buy 20 home security system for $1,097. Purchase complete. The warehouse. Aisle number 4 is empty. Aisle number 3 has 20 of 20 home security system. List price is $65.75.
Yeah, we'll sell them for
$70.75. $85, $90, $79, $90. Sell price for home security system. Aisle number 4 is empty. Buy 20 bills. Buy 20 towing, buy 20 bath, buy 20 miter, buy 20 restaurant gift card, buy 20 miter saw for $1,411.20, $70. Report for miter saw, it cuts any angle with the greatest of ease. The guy on the box is giving 2 thumbs up, which is a good sign, because he still has both. We recently surveyed thousands of consumers and believe that the most anyone is willing to pay for this item is $95. trends by 20 miter saw for 1,000.
All right, we'll buy some saws.
Purchase complete. January aisle number 4 has 20 of 20 miter saw. $89.50. $90.
Sell for $90. All right, now.
For you currently pay your employee. The store starter two. You have one. Your store $37,737.40.
All right, so I've got some decent cash here.
Your store has 7 extra features. You have one loan. Starter 2.5. The store currently has 6 employees. You currently pay your employee 4 aisles holding a total of 80 items. Press enter to have an addition built onto your store.
Right, so let's go ahead and begin here and see what happens. Now that means that someone stole something. The tones mean that things are being purchased.
Aisle number 1 has 0 of 20 foldable lawn chair. Aisle number 2 has 0 of 20 foldable lawn chair. Aisle number 3 has 0 of 20 home security system. Aisle number 4 has 0 of 20 miter saw.
Ooh, yeah.
January 7th, $38,101.40 available. Monthly bills are $9,300. Your store has 7 extra features. You have one loan. Starter 2. The store currently has 13 employees. You've told management you currently pay your 4 aisles. Aisle number 1 has 0 of 20 foldable lawn chair. Buy 20 miter saw. Buy 20 restaurant gift. Buy 20 miter saw for $1,700. Hold ship. Purchase complete.
Let's get some more saws here.
Aisle number 2 has 0. Buy 20 miter saw for $1,700.
Let's get some more saws.
Hold ship. Purchase complete. Aisle number 3. Buy 20 Billy Bot flakes. Sear. Buy 20 triatile. Buy 20 apron. Buy 20 jumper cable. Buy 20 remote control. Buy 20 Daytona's. Buy 20 foldable. Buy 20 Lumos the board. Buy 20 foldable lawn chair for $345. 7. Hold ship. Purchase complete. Aisle number 4 has 0. Buy 20 jumper. Buy 20 remote. Buy 20 Daytona's. Buy 20 foldable. Buy 20 Lumos. Buy 20 foldable lawn chair for $358.80. $17.94 each. There are 71 available. Press purchase complete. January. Aisle number 4 has 20 of 20 foldable lawn chair. List price is $21.50. Your aisle number 3 has 20 of 20 foldable launch. Aisle number 2 has 20 of 20 miter saw. List price is $107.50. You originally paid $89.61. Report for miter saw. It cuts any angle with the greatest of ease. The guy on the box is giving 2 thumbs up, which is a good sign, because he still has both. We recently surveyed thousands of consumers and believe that the most anyone is willing to pay for this item is $92. Trend. Aisle number 2, 112, 92.50, 87, $92, sell price for
$92.
Aisle number 3 has 20 of 20 foldable launch. Aisle number 2 has 20 of 20 miter saw. List price is $92. You originally paid $89. Aisle number 1 has 20 of 20 miter saw. $92.25, sell price from aisle number 2 has 20 of 20 miter saw. Aisle number 3 has 20 of 20 foldable lawn chair. Report for foldable lawn chair, lightweight frame and cup holders on both armrests. Great for outdoor gatherings. We recently surveyed thousands of consumers and believe that the most anyone is willing to pay for this item is $29. Trends, $15, $35, $30, $25, $30.50, $29 sale price for foldable. Aisle number 4 has $21, $26, $28, $29 sale price for foldable lawn chair.
All right, so we got the prices set.
January 7th to $33,869.06.
Now, your store has 7. My list of employees.
You have one loan. Starter 2. The store currently has 13 employees.
And hit backspace.
You currently pay your employees $8.
Let's hit backspace on the wage information.
We have looked around and there are no stores in the area that offer better employee wages. There is very little risk of losing employees to your competitors. Your employees are not currently part of a union. As your shop grows, there is a greater chance that they will form one, whether you like it or not. Having good pay, break rooms, and employee lounges help keep your workers happy so they don't think about unionizing.
All right, let's go here. All right.
Four aisles holding a total of 40 items. Aisle number 1 has 0 of 20 miter saw. Aisle number 2 has 0 of 20 miter saw. Aisle number 3 has 20 of 20 foldable lawn chair. Aisle number 4 has 20 of 20 foldable lawn chair.
Now I hit backspace.
Report for foldable lawn chair, lightweight frame and cup holders on both armrests. Great for outdoor gatherings. We recently surveyed thousands of consumers and believe that the most anyone is willing to pay for this item is $28. Trends change.
Let's sell it.
$28.75.
$27
sale price for foldable. Aisle number 3 has 20 of 28 sale price for foldable lawn chair.
All right, we'll go there.
Your store has $37,549. Starter. The store currently has 16 employees. You currently pay your employees 8.4 aisles. Aisle number one has 0 of 20 miter saw. Buy 20 Billy Bud Flakes syrup. Preview. Buy 20 Diamond Drain for 39. Buy 20 Theater TV. Buy 15 area rug for 7,360. Buy 20 aluminum greenhouse for 13,000. Buy 20 sports watch for 4,000. Buy 20 table saw for $3,136. $156.80 each.
Let's buy some table saws.
Purchase complete. Aisle number 2 has 0 of. Aisle number 1 has 20 of 20 table saw. Aisle. Buy 20 Billy Bud. Previous. Buy 20 Buzz. Buy 20 aluminum green. Buy 20 BuzzTech electric oven for $14,535.40. $726.
We'll buy these two.
Purchase complete. The aisle number 1 has 4 aisles. You currently pay your this starter 2. You have one. Your store. $19,878.20 of it. January 11th, 2.
All right, so this is January 11th.
Starter 2. The store. You currently 4 aisles. Aisle number 1 has 20 of 20 table saw. Report for table saw. For the guy who has to make everything himself. We recently surveyed thousands of consumers and believe that the most anyone is willing to pay for this item is $212. Trends.
I'll sell it for $210.
Four. Aisle number 1 has 20 of 20 table saw. $183.112. $208. Sale price for $213. $208. $210. Sale price for table saw. Aisle number 2 has 20 of 20 BuzzTech electric oven. Report for BuzzTech electric oven, the only oven that watches you while you sleep. We recently surveyed thousands of consumers and believe that the most anyone is willing to pay for this item is $783. $761, $856, $771 sale price for bust, $776, $781 sale, $780 sale price for aisle number 3 has 20 of 20 foldable lawn chair. List price is $27. Aisle number 4 has 20 of 20 foldable.
Let's see if we sell some stuff. No.
Aisle number 3 has 20 of 20 foldable. Aisle number 2 has 20 of 20 BuzzTech electric oven. Aisle number 1 has 20 of 24 aisles holding a total of 80 items. You, the starter 2, you have one. Your store, $14,118.20 available. The you current 4 aisles holding a total of 80 items. Aisle number 1 has 20 of 20 table saw. List price is $210.
$200?
$209 sale price. $202 sale price for table saw. Aisle number 2 has 20 of 20 BuzzTech electric. $779.
Drop this down to $750.
$750 sale price for BuzzTech electric oven. Aisle number 3 has 20 of 20 foldable lawn chair.
We'll drop this down to $25.
$25 sale price. Aisle number $25.
Someone stole something.
Aisle number 3 has 0 of aisle number 4 has 0. Aisle number 2 has 20. Aisle number 1 has 20 of 20 table saw. List price is $200. Aisle number 2 has 20 of 20 BuzzTech electric oven. List price is $750.
All right, no one's buying those.
Aisle number 3 has 0 of 20 foldable lawn chair. Aisle number 4 has 0 of 20 foldable lawn chair.
Well, apparently some people stole some lawn chairs.
4 aisles. You currently the store starter. You have one. Your store $15,000. January 18th, $15,093. You for aisle number 2 has 20 of 20 BuzzTech. Report for BuzzTech electric oven, the only oven that watches you while you sleep. We recently surveyed thousands of consumers and believe that the most anyone is willing to pay for this item is $665. $749 sale.
Fine.
$744 sale price. $649 sale price for BuzzTech electric oven. $650 sale price for BuzzTech electric oven.
We'll drop it down to $650.
Aisle number 3 has 0 of 20 foldable. Aisle number 2 has 20 of 20 BuzzTech electric oven. List price is $650. None have sold in the past 7 days. You originally paid $726. Aisle number 1 has 20 of 20 table saw. List price is $200. Report for table saw, for the guy who has to make everything himself. We recently surveyed thousands of consumers and believe that the most anyone is willing to pay for this item is $208. Trends change and...
We'll drop it down to $180.
$199 sale. $180 sale price for table saw. Aisle number 2 has 20 of 20. Aisle number 3 has 0. Buy 20 miter saw for $1,411.20. $70.56 each. Hold ship. Purchase complete. Aisle number 4 has 0.
Buy some more saws.
Buy 20 miter saw for 1. Purchase complete. Aisle number 3 has 20 of 20 miter saw. Report for miter saw. It cuts any angle with the greatest of ease. The guy on the box is giving 2 thumbs up, which is a good sign, because he still has both. We recently surveyed thousands of consumers and believe that the most anyone is willing to pay for this item is $90. Trends change. $83.84.
I'll sell it for $80.
$79.80.50. $79.17.80. Sell price from aisle number 4 has $87.86. $81.80.70. $80. Sell price from miter saw.
See if this stuff sells. Okay.
January 20. Aisle number 4 has 0 of 20 miter saw. Aisle number 3 has 0 of 20 miter saw. Aisle number 2 has 0. Aisle number 1 has 0.
Oh, good. We're selling stuff.
Four aisles holding a total. You currently put start. You have one. Your store. $25,614.40 available. January 21st, 2021. 25. Your store has 7 extra features. You have this. You currently four aisles. Aisle number 1 has 0 of 20 table saw. Buy 18 cigarettes for $112.86. Previous menu.
Now, what is interesting?
Buy 20 Billy Bud flakes. Buy 20 Triad tiles for. Buy 20 Apron Action.
Is the items will change from day to day because not only are you trying to sell things, but your competition is. So actually, let me show you something.
Buy 20 previous. Four,
before we continue.
Aisle number 1. Four aisle. You currently the store starter 2. You have one. Your store has 7. 25,000. January 20th. Market research division.
So I'm gonna hit backspace on the date.
Of the past 20 days, there were 7 days when customers left the store to avoid crowded checkout lines. You may need more employees. Hiring more employees allow your customers to move through the checkout lines faster, and they help keep the store organized while people shop. Your credit rating is 720, which is good. Maintaining a good credit rating will improve your interest rates on bank loans. Send your team to find out what Kmart is selling.
Let's hit backspace. Or enter.
Kmart is selling ruby necklace for $1,694.25, $1,568 at warehouse. Area rug for $589.30, $532.34 at warehouse. And table saw for $180.80, $188.16 at warehouse. Send your team to find out what Neptco is selling. Neptco is selling table saw for $204.35, $188.16 at warehouse.
Table saws. Okay.
Send your team to find out what Monkey Barn is selling theater TV for $1,827.19, $1,966.27 at warehouse. Miter saw for $83.12, $95.96 at warehouse. Piano for $1,263.87, $1,352.40 at warehouse. And area rug for $517.40, $532.34 at warehouse. Send your team to find out what White Devils is selling. White Devils is selling area rug for $523.40, $532.34 at warehouse. Table saw for $188.98, $188.16 at warehouse. And aluminum greenhouse for $953.32, $713.44 at warehouse. Give general advice about your store's prices.
And you can get advice on prices.
Our research team just talked to 5 random customers about your prices. They believe table saw is too cheap, BuzzTech electric oven is too cheap, miter saw is too cheap, and miter saw is too cheap. Keep in mind that not all customers will agree with these 5. Previous menu.
Too cheap, huh?
January 21st, 25. Stop this store. You currently 4 aisles hold. Aisle number 1 has 0. Buy 18 cigarettes. Buy 20 Billy Bud. Buy 20 Triad. Buy 20 Apron Act. Buy 20 Jumper Cable. Buy 20 Remote Control. Buy 20 Daytona's. Buy 20 Foldable. Buy 20 Lunimals the Bull. Buy 20 Survive the Wild. Buy 20 Towing Chain. Buy 20 Bathroom. Buy 20 Heavy Duty. Buy 20 Home Secure. Buy 20 Cameron Head. Buy 20 Miter Saw for $1,919.20. Buy 20 Restaurant Gift Card. Buy 20 miter. Hold ship. Purchase complete. Aisle number 1 has 20 of 20 miter saw. List price is $115. You originally paid $95.96.
So we have miter saws.
Report for miter saw. It cuts any angle with the greatest of ease.
Let's see. The guy
on the box is giving 2 thumbs up, which is a good sign, because he still has both. We recently surveyed thousands of consumers and believe that the most anyone is willing to pay for this item is $95. Trends change. Aisle number 1 has 20 of 20 miter saw. List price is $115. $105, $101, $100. Aisle number. Buy 20 cigarettes for $125. Buy 20 Billy Bob. Buy 20 Lunima. Buy 20 Survive. Buy 20 Heavy. Buy 20 Homes. Buy 20 Camel. Buy 12 Miter Saw for $1,185.36. $98.78 each. There are 12 available. Purchase complete. Aisle number 3 has. Aisle number 2 has 12 of 20 Miter Saw. $118. Sale price for miter saw. $117. Sale price for miter. $112. $107. $102. $101. $100, $100 and 50 cents, $100 sell price for miter saw.
So, okay, we've got some miter saws.
Aisle number 3 has 0 by 20 cigarettes, preview by 20 diamond ring for, by 20 theater TV, by 20 ruby necklace for 31,300, by 20 piano for 25, by 20 washing machine for 14,000, by 20 BuzzTech electric oven for 14,000, by 20 aluminum greenhouse for $14,159, by 20 sports watch for 4th, by 20 aluminum greenhouse for hold ship purchase complete. The warehouse delivers a shipment of goods to Slannon. Aisle number 4 has 0 of 20 miter saw. Aisle number 3 has 20 of 20 aluminum greenhouse. List price is $849.50. Report for aluminum greenhouse, extruded aluminum frame, air vents, and enough space to grow your vegetables all year long. We recently surveyed thousands of consumers and believe that the most anyone is willing to pay for this item is $1,101. Trends change.
$1,100?
Aisle number 3 has 20 of 20. $850.50 sale price. $1,000 sale price for aluminum greenhouse. Aisle number 4 has 0 of 20 miter. January 24th. Aisle by 20 cigarettes for preview. By 20 washing machine, by 20 BuzzTech, by 20 aluminum greenhouse, by 20 sports watch, by 20 table saw for $3,575. Hold ship purchase complete.
All right, let's see here. So we have
January aisle number report for table saw for the guy who has to make everything himself. We recently surveyed thousands of consumers and believe that the most anyone is willing to pay for this item is $213. Aisle number 4 has $215, $212.50 sale price for table saw. January 21st, $4,775.84 available.
Uh-oh, this is not good. Someone stole something.
January 20,575. Your store has 7X. You start with the store. You currently pay your 4 aisles holding a total of 20 items. Aisle number 1 has 0 of 20 miter saw. Aisle number 2 has 0 of 20 miter saw. Aisle number 3 has 0 of 20 aluminum. Aisle number 4 has 20 of 20 table saw. List price is $212.50.
No one's buying it. Let's drop it down to 210.
$210.50 sale price for table saw.
Problem is, I don't have a whole lot of money. Nope.
January, aisle number 4 has 20 of 20 table saw. List price is $210.
We'll drop it down to 200.
200 sale price for table saw.
No.
$175 sale price for table saw. Monthly financial statement for January 2021. A file named January 2021 statement.txt has been created to let you view this information more easily.
All right, so the month is over, and now we can look at what happened this month.
You are currently worth minus $85,399.16. Once loan debt is factored in, Kmart owner Jeremy is currently worth minus $124,339. Netgo owner Jennifer is currently worth minus $109,000. Monkey Barn owner Lillian is currently worth minus $129,000. White Devils owner Emily is currently worth minus $118,000. You began January with $50,000 and ended with $14,600.84 for a net loss of $35,399.16.
Yeah, I'm not that great at this game.
You spent $22,720 on employee wages. You spent $9,300 on monthly bills, such as utilities and extra store services. You spent $9,050 on store construction and other miscellaneous extras. You spent $1,407.60 on 80 foldable lawn chair. You sold 78 foldable lawn chair for a profit of $615.90. Two were stolen by shoplifters for a loss of $34.50.
How do you steal lawn chairs? That's terrible.
You spent $1,097.60 on 20 home security system. You sold 19 home security system for a profit of $667.28. One was stolen by shoplifters for a loss of $54.88. You spent $10,922.56 on 132 miter saw. You sold 132 miter saw for a profit of $957.44. You spent $6,711 on 40 table saw. You sold 39 table saw for a profit of $392.75. One was stolen by shoplifters for a loss of $178.75.
Someone stole a table saw.
You spent $14,159 on 20 aluminum greenhouse. You sold 19 aluminum greenhouse for a profit of $5,548.95. One was stolen by shoplifters for a loss of $707.95. you spent $14,535.40 on 20 BuzzTech Electrocoven. You sold 20 BuzzTech Electrocoven for a loss of $1,535.40. You sold a total of 307 items for a profit of $6,646.92. Shoplifters stole 5 total items, costing your store $976.08. Return to game, January 30th, 2020, $14,600.84 available. Month, your store has 7 extra feet. You have one loan. Starter 2.5% APR loan costs $669 on the first day. The store currently has 20 employees. You currently pay your employees 8.4 aisles, holding a total of 0 items.
So yeah, I'm not doing too great.
Aisle number 1 has you have one. Your store, 14,000. January 30th, 2000. Market research division. Of the past 29 days, there were 8 days when customers left the store. Your credit rating is an impressive 7. Send your team to find out what Kmart is selling. Kmart is selling remote control car for $18.15, $18.19 at warehouse. Ruby necklace for $1,984.26, $1,693.44 at warehouse. Area rug for $530.37, $532.34 at warehouse. And office chair for $142.04, $162. Send your team. Give general advice about your store's prices. Our research team just talked to 5 random customers about your prices. They believe miter saw is fine, miter saw is too expensive, aluminum greenhouse is fine, and table saw is too cheap. Keep in mind that not all customers...
Yeah, so...
Previous January 30th...
I think you get the idea. I'm not very good at this game.
Aisle number 4 has 0 of 20 tables...
I'm not sure if it's just not balanced or if I'm just not that great at it, but I'm gonna go ahead and exit out of here.
Return to the game. Save game. Quit current game and return to the main menu.
So you can save your game.
Save game. Save game dialog. Enter a file.
Just call it save and hit enter.
Game saved. Quit current game and return to the main menu.
And then I could load the game.
Exit the game. Goodbye. Audacity.
But that is Umart. It's an interesting concept. I'm just not very good at it. So, yeah. I'm just not. I'm not very good at it. But I think that's going to do it for me. So hopefully you guys have found this useful. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. And as always, if you have any questions, comments, you want to get in contact with me, let me know in the comments. And you guys take care.